In addition to these deities, we also find a statue of Antiochus I, whose hero Theseon this is, and whose tomb should be within the tumulus that these statues sit next to. He's wearing the Commagenian crown, which is again a crown with sun rays emitting from it, and he's holding a barsum. So in a way, he's being portrayed as Zeus himself, as a version of Zeus himself. Now that's the most obvious section of this display, the giant seated statues, which today have tumbled to the terrace below. But when this structure was complete, there was a panoply of other statues associated with this that have not weathered well over the years. Below the seated gods, there was a whole row of Dexiosis reliefs depicting Antiochus being welcomed by each of the gods, by Commagene, by Zeus, by Heracles, by all of the deities, being welcomed as a new god in their midst. And along with those Dexiosis reliefs, there is a very mysterious relief that scholars are still puzzling over. It seems to show a constellation, so it seems to display a date as portrayed by the position of stellar entities in the sky. That is to say, the relief shows a lion who is supposed to represent the constellation Leo. Around its neck is a crescent moon, and it's accompanied by three planets that are actually labeled in Greek Jupiter, Mercury, and Mars. There are stars arranged in a certain patterning of the constellation Leo. So it would seem that this configuration commemorates an important date, when the constellation of Leo had a crescent moon associated with it, and the various planets were also visible. And scholars have puzzled over when this could be. Some people think it might be the configuration of the sky when Antiochus I was born, or perhaps when he died, or perhaps when he was named client king by the Romans. But nobody can really agree on what this represents. Now there's a lower terrace. We saw the terrace with the seated figures, the terrace with the Dexiosis scenes, and then down below, slightly lower, is a terrace that contains dozens of images of Antiochus I's ancestors. This is interesting because he believed that he was related equally on his mother's side from the Persian royal house and from his father's side from the Seleucid royal house. So there are reliefs that depict each generation, starting with Darius I of Persia in 480 BC and Seleucus I, the general of Alexander the Great. And it's not just the kings, but their wives as well, each of these labeled and identified. So we have to imagine reliefs standing independently surrounding this monument to this king of all of his ancestors. Alexander the Great is also present, even though Antiochus I could not have been descended from him, but because Alexander was such a great figure in this part of the world, he is present. And then at the very foot of this eastern part of the Hero Theseon is a stepped pyramid, accompanied by statues of eagles and lions. Now, it's hard to say what this was used for. It faces due east and may have something to do with the rising sun. Some scholars believe that it may have been the representation of a fire altar. The Persians tended to worship fire, and this may well have been an aspect of the Persian religion that the Commagenians embraced. So that was the Eastern Terrace, and that's certainly the most important and biggest of the three sculpted zones of this Hero Theseon. The western terrace actually mirrors the eastern one almost exactly, but everything is on a smaller scale, about 25% smaller. So there's another row of seated deities, rows of ancestors, even another horoscope or date relief, but everything is on a smaller scale. There's also a terrace to the north, but it seems to have never been finished. And this is a very important element to keep in mind when we talk about the ultimate fate of Antiochus I, who is supposed to be buried here.